Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about the difference between the way children were brought up in the 50s and 60s and how they are brought up today. Well, listen closely as we start there today. In Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist preached. He says, "Who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come?" So again, we have these things going on. We see it today in children, particularly when the humanistic philosophies that are taught in public schools are accepted, and they live by it. And sometimes they'll ask the children in the classrooms. See, this is why they try to take away. They'll take away from what God has assigned the parent in the home and apply it to other things. There were that way they make your children a ward of the state. Now ask questions like this. What disagreements with your parents did you have? And they might talk about it. And then he says, now, how did your parents respond? And they may answer. And then the question comes, how should they have responded? What do you think they should have done? Was it really that bad? And you see, they get on those things, and before too long, the parent is wrong, and they went about it wrong, and now your children are deprived, just like the serpent tried to make Eve think that she's been deprived when she's told she couldn't eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. And so, you'll find out that poisonous doctrine will come back to bite parents and children as they start believing those things. Now, today, they ask questions to get parents in trouble with the law. That is the world. That is the gates of hell that encloses your children. So I'm just trying to make you aware, as a messenger of God, as one who gives a warning, a watchman. And listen, that's going on. It goes on in your public schools. I try to encourage Christian education, whether you homeschool them through a Christian thing or just to go to a good Christian school that actually is Christian and not a humanistic religion. All right? Now, if we don't practice faith, that is active obedience to His commandments, the Word of God, then we'll be defeated by the world on a daily basis. Now, going back to the idea of children and so-called children's rights, my friend, what is right is for children to be brought up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. They need to be taught respect of authority. A teacher, someone else in authority gets on to someone's child, or they're upset with the authority. The parents are upset with the authority. They're down there yelling and screaming, threatening and wanting to sue them because they got onto their children. Their children didn't get to have this or have their way. Look. The same things in my generation that if our teachers had called up and said to my dad, "Mr. Bloom, your son did this today in school." They paddled in school back in that day, but that was nothing compared to the one I got at home. Okay, so for some reason or another, we've seen a generation from the 40s and 50s and 60s that were raised in that kind of a condition. Grew up with morals, and even those that were unsaved at least had an idea of morals and ethics. But that seems to be lost today with anything goes. And you have Hollywood, a recent election here in America where many of the Hollywood starlets took their clothes off as if that was supposed to be something that draws people to vote for their liberal candidate. And it just seems like those kind of things, debauchery, all that debauchery seems to go along with liberal philosophy. And then this thing of taking the child, making your child a ward of the state, that goes against the Bible, but it goes along hand in hand with liberal philosophy. We have a welfare system. I'm not against helping people that really need help. I am for working, but if a man won't work, then neither should he eat, the Bible tells. The Bible also tells us that it's first the responsibility of the home, the children, and so forth, the nephews and nieces, you know, they got one that can't take care of themselves anymore. They need help. Then family is to be there even before the church, because God ordained the family first. Now, the church does have responsibility to some, but it's not a social welfare agency. God didn't set it up that way. The church is not a social welfare agency. That's something that has birthed the social gospel. Well, we're doing all these good things for people. Therefore, we ought to make it to heaven. And so we're providing for people that are able to work, not to have to work, just to be lazy. And so we're promoting people on how to be lazy, how not to work. And that kind of socialism, when it reaches a 50-50 mark in a country, that mark has a disaster financially and in so many other ways. The home is a disaster. The economy is a disaster, and anything that's preached of the truth of the Word of God becomes a disaster, because they're going to do all they can to quell the truth, just some of the things that I've just said here in the last 5 to 10 minutes. Now, so again, we're just saying, you go along with the world, you're going to be defeated by the world on a daily basis. If you love the world, you love its system, you love its ways, you're going to be defeated on a daily basis. Now, some fathers try to be the cool dad who caters to his sons and daughters' desires, removing standards and whatever else the child's flesh hates. But the messed up life and the hell-bound children or grandchildren 20 years later often shows the result of a father not being strong enough to exercise tough love that their child needed. And so they create a lazy bum. They end up creating just a moral vagrant, because they wanted to be the cool dad instead of the right dad, the mature dad, the man dad, or the mother who's a mother of honor. We don't like to think of ourselves as a whatsoever, but notice these scriptures that illustrate the subject. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, "And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, gates are for defense. That means that God expects us to be attacking the gates of hell. Now, by the way, let me just insert, Peter is not the rock. Actually, the name Peter means pebble, Petros, but you know what? That's not really what the Lord was calling the rock. Anyway, he'd asked, "Who do you think that I am?" And Peter was the one that answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," there in Matthew chapter 16 and verses 15 through 18. Then Jesus said, blessed him, and said, "Upon this rock," and that rock is the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And he is the one on whom the church is built. He is the one on whom everyone that is saved, their salvation is built. And so, as his church, as his people, as the army of the Lord, we are to be on the offense. Gates, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, are the defense. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, That talks about not using carnality to try to accomplish the work of God. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 tells us that the Lord curses those that turn to the arm of the flesh to try to accomplish the work of the Lord. And so we find that's even a curse. God hates it. And so again, we see that we pull down strongholds, but not in the flesh. The weapons of our warfare, instead of being carnal things, such as music, the rock and roll music, the various stages of undress in which people come to church, tattooed from head to toe, and all these other things they're doing to make people say, hey, we are you, man. Well, those are the things that are carnal. Those are not the weapons of our warfare. Oh, we're going to have a spiritual dance. And so while many men watch your daughters and wives in tights and dancing on the stage, they're not saying, oh, how holy. Oh, isn't that spiritual? Oh, I just grew so much in the Lord tonight by watching that dance and watching them, their legs and all their body doing the things they do. And oh, it just so inspired me. Listen, you can get much more inspired than those few minutes of dancing if you spent that same few minutes in the study and meditation of the Word of God. So he says, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Look, our thought life needs to be brought into captivity to the things of Christ. It'll keep us from a lot of sin. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Oh, so if we get in God's word, we meditate on it, then we have victory over the allurements and the defensive weaponry of the world. Now the world, its weapons are carnal. They use lying, they use gossiping, they use sowing of discord, they use hatred, they use all types of slander as well as the lies. It uses things that appeal to your carnal flesh, whether it's sensual dress, whether it is alcohol, or what have you. Maybe it's movies. What a shame. There are churches today that are saying, oh, if you just come to church, we will give your family a ticket to the theater of your choice. I wouldn't be surprised with the way things are moving in America today. They'll give a gift certificate for whatever, you know, and I think some of those, it might even be for marijuana, because they're legalizing marijuana in various places. So, hey, we'll come and we will give you a gift certificate for the marijuana store.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.